Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Rosecast, the number one Bachelor Recap podcast, hosted by Mel and Rachel Best Friend Duo. Spoiler free. What's up, AB? What'd you think of the episode?
That was really good. It's really stunning. Really stunning.
Shocking ending, some might say. Well, especially after your whole big... I mean, you planted your flag in a certain contestant's hill there, and now it's washed away.
Stunned. Stunned. I won't say the name yet for those that haven't listened. I think there's a lot of people not listening.
Not watching.
Not watching, excuse me. I'm not going to spoil it. Stay tuned. Something stunning, truly stunning happens.
Yeah.
Like if you actually take a step back and look at what happened.
I'm not sure it should happen,
more
to be
stunning.
Honest. In my opinion, I'm not
well,
sure
I
it should happen.
Well, I got my opinion. I have my opinion.
My opinion is that maybe it was a little rash.
Is Zach trying to be the no games, no frills, no games, no drama? That's his big thing. They're going to have a poster at the end of this.
Yeah, I heard that when Zach was a kid, he didn't like recess. Too many games.
Too many games.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like maybe Ben Higgins was a little like this too. Previous Bachelors have done
this. I would argue not like this. No one's ever done what he did.
Let's start off. Zach,
unprecedented.
opening scene. He's showering.
You noticed that shower scene, Rim? Told you.
I did. I wrote down the body parts I saw that they zoomed in on.
Hey,
navel,
what's going on with the what's
and
going,
legs?
They go down. I thought they were going.
I thought.
Whoa, hey.
FaceTiming with Sean Lowe after that. You know, I was confused by this, AB. Are we supposed to believe Sean Lowe and Zach are close friends? That's a little hard to believe. And if they are...
I'm choosing to think of this as a new Bachelor, you know, apprenticeship.
Oh, sure.
Or,
mentorship program.
Yeah, mentorship program. They set you up if you're the Bachelor
big Bachelor,
Bachelorette. You get one Bachelor or Bachelorette that'll be like your big brother. Yeah, your big brother, big sister, who guides you along the way. That's what I'm choosing to believe what this is. It's unbelievable that these two would be friends. They're not friends.
Well, it was a pointless call, of course. It's also way too early. It's not as if Zach is narrowing anything down. Like, they're still doing obstacle course group dates. This is not, hey, I need your help here.
A lot of problems with this call. Like, Sean's like, well, sounds like you have a you got a good group of girls there. He didn't tell you anything about the girls. No, you guys are just saying
Zach
stuff.
Didn't really even say anything, honestly.
Also, Sean's connection was very poor. I don't know if you noticed that. His connection,
I didn't pick that up.
The phone, like, quality. Not connection, not emotional connection with Zach. I'm talking about the actual, he needs a better service plan.
Then I remembered, AB, that's not what any of this is.
Oh,
the
what is
point
it?
Of this entire season is to remind everyone, A, that there are success stories.
That this works.
That
yeah.
this works. And
good
that this
call.
Will be one of them. Remind everyone of the good times over and over again. And that's what this episode was. Every activity, for the most part, they're playing the hits.
It's
like they went through the last 10 or 20 seasons of the show and said, what worked? What did people like? Let's pop that into this season.
It's like a clip show. That's what this is.
This season is a bit of a clip show from previous seasons.
Yeah.
Anything else on that?
Nope.
Jesse at the house. 2 one-on-ones and a group date is the announcement. No date today, and that's because it's tonight.
Oh, wow. Wow. My first thought was, okay, who gives a shit?
Yeah, that just
you
means
already
there's no
did
daytime.
One of these.
That stinks.
That sucks. But then I thought, you know, maybe that means late night, Rim.
Yeah.
Maybe that means late night, because I don't know why else you'd tell us this. Because they already had just a nighttime, didn't they?
Well, they did, but that's just... They
cut it, yeah.
They cut it, and in fact, you'll be disappointed to learn that Patrick Warburton was on the daytime portion of the date they didn't show.
What are they doing?
Yeah, I almost didn't want to tell you
what are
you
they
that.
Doing?
I don't know. Yeah, very
okay.
Disappointing.
I'm going to need a minute. That's... Yeah. Unbelievable. Truly unbelievable.
Staggering.
You know,
I was thinking
when Christina Mandrell went, I don't think we mentioned this, when Christina Mandrell went there to meet the family, they had like 30 family members, including cousins, and Patrick Warburton wasn't there. Why was he not there?
I don't know.
Why is he not involved? It sounds like he is involved.
Yeah.
Why would they not play that?
I don't know. You got to fit in more Sean Lowe FaceTimes.
Is there a way to watch this online somewhere?
If they're smart, they'd release that clip.
I need
that
released.
I wouldn't be shocked if it was out there. Yeah.
I need that released, and I need the full video of the game they play today, the football game. I need a full uncut footage.
All 22?
Yeah, I need like a 2-hour YouTube clip of them playing with no commentary or anything. I just want to watch it.
I hear you. So Katie's one-on-one date begins when Zach arrives at the house suited, and he sits with the group making some jokes, comfortable conversation.
I thought the sitting was in poor form.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was rubbing her leg, like, pre-date stuff.
That
it's
was
like
the source of some controversy,
yeah,
yes.
I would have just grabbed her and left. It just seems like that is lending itself into making the women feel a little jealous.
If memory serves, it was the knee opposite. So he was on her right side?
He was over one knee.
I think it was her left
knee.
Now, yeah. If it's her right knee, I think that's... Okay, left knee is like...
All eyes on you if you're the bachelor. Hands to yourself. You have plenty
hands
of time.
Folded.
I would have my hands. I wouldn't have sat down on that couch. There's no chance you'd get me to sit down on that couch. There's no chance.
The date is a natural history museum at night.
Mm-hmm.
This is perfect because Katie is someone who loves experiences. So this is one. This is definitely
that's, a,
an experience.
That's a unique trait is to like experiences.
I like new things that I've never done that are
I like experiences
beyond my day-to-day means.
It's rare to find someone like that, Rim. You got to hold on to him.
Yeah. In all seriousness, this is how people fall fast and hard on this show. Katie described this as going 0-100 in terms of romance, as if Zach had any...
Doesn't do anything, yeah. It doesn't have anything to do with it.
This isn't like, wow, Zach's amazing. It's like, this is the show.
Wow, you know, Zach got me into this. Got me into this museum. It's like, no, the show got Zach into this museum.
Back at the house. Christina Mandrell's been on a one-on-one. You wouldn't understand. You can't even imagine what it was like.
She's right. She's right. She's right. None of you understand what I'm talking about. The relationship I have after the one-on-one just is... I can't even fucking think back to when I hadn't had the one-on-one. I can't even think back to what it was like. What it must be like for all of you.
You're so far behind. I don't mean
I can't.
Make you feel bad, but right now it's hopeless.
You wouldn't believe the feeling that one-on-one gives you. You would not believe it.
I hope everyone can feel it. Just
indescribable.
Indescribable. The date card is Ariel, Mercedes, Kylie, Anastasia, Christina, Bailey, Genevieve, Brooklyn, Brianna, Jess, Catherine, Davia, Gabby, Charity, Greer.
Huge date. Did you make up some of those names?
No. Those are real names.
Okay. I've never heard of
while I was typing it in real time, usually I have to pause and go back. I was typing this real time. Like, I'm keeping up with these names and I'm typing them correctly. I felt very proud. Allie has a one-on-one. Any comment there, AB?
I'm not familiar with Allie. I'm excited to get to know her a little bit.
I'm not familiar with the group either. No. Back on the museum date. Zach's looking for his best friend. I'm just looking for my best friend. I can't do it. I'm not even... That's it. That's the last time I...
Zach voice?
I can't get down there. No.
You can't get that low. Can't. You can't get that low.
I can't. Katie wants a best friend, too.
Wow.
As she is coming off
something
a long,
in common.
On and off, quote, tumultuous relationship. She just wants a good man.
Katie says she's never experienced anything romantic, period. Full stop.
I'm glad you had that note, too, because I was reviewing mine, and I thought, is that a direct quote? Did she say that, or
she
did I,
that.
Like, spin that up?
Never experienced anything romantic.
And here she is in the museum. Night at the museum was that.
First romantic gesture anyone has performed for her.
You're looking at Zach. The lights are low. You're next to the Triceratops skeleton.
Triceratops
his hair
right
is,
back there.
Is gelled up nice. He mm-hmm. looks good.
Wearing
eye contact.
Suit.
Saying nice things. Mm-hmm. Suit. You're dressed up nice. I'd be falling.
That's romance.
That is
and it's,
romance.
Especially
when
if it's
look
your
it
first.
Up.
If you've never experienced any romantic gesture in your life, and then this happens, you're eating dinner in front of the Triceratops? Incredible.
Poor Katie.
The lighting is on point.
Rest of her life, she may never.
You'll
that
never.
May be, that may be
she,
it. That may be
she
the
thinks,
best.
She thinks that's like the base
exactly,
of romance now. So yeah, she'll you will actually never experience romance again either.
This was a one-time deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, Zach lets her know, hey, you deserve more than just the basics, Katie, which is what she was requesting.
Katie says,
the basics here.
Katie says, I just want a good man. I just want a basic good man. And Zach, you deserve more than the basics. I find it baffling that no one has treated you better than the basics.
Private museum tours only from here on out is seem the implication of what Zach was saying is like, this is as bad as it's going to get with me. This is the worst date we'll ever have. So they kiss.
They kiss.
He offers her the rose.
I could see him being my best friend and me being his at the end of all of this. Wow. Falling and falling hard. Understandably falling.
I have a comment about Zach. I'm not even sure I believe. On the scale of how people feel about Zach, I'm sure I'm in the upper third, solidly, just based on the messages we get. Sometimes I feel like he interacts with people. This might actually be a good thing. He interacts with people as if he's meeting them at a business networking event. A little, not like salesman-y, but he's looking at you. You're saying what you want, what your issues are. And he's looking at like, very interesting. How can I help you? How can we help you?
I
here?
Agree.
And that's, I don't know if that's a bad thing. He is genuinely listening to these people. He seems to be a nice, good-hearted person. But I don't know. It seemed to, sometimes it comes off a little too polished, I suppose.
I think if me or you met him, we wouldn't fuck with him.
No,
because of
no,
that
no,
reason.
No. Come on, no, no.
I'd be like, no, what are you selling me, pal?
No, no,
what are you
no. I think we get along great. I think we get along great. I think we get along great. Disagree. I don't
what
even
you
know if I believe what I just said.
What are you selling me?
Wow, very interesting. Well, here, let me tell you. Not only can we give you the basics, we can give you this whole museum right here. Every night. What did you make of the overnight portion of this, if you want to call it that?
He says, I don't want this night to end. Would you like to spend the night here with me?
No hesitation.
No hesitation from her. I would turn it down. I'm not trying to stay in the museum.
Scary.
Scary. Spooky.
For sure spooky.
Not doing that.
Running around would be fun. Looking at the different... they were having
running
fun.
Running around, yeah. But I want to leave then. I want to go... I don't want to stay here. No, I do not want to stay with you.
When they, when he like peered into the tent and it was like those two single air mattresses, like
those are tiny
kids
too.
At camp. I said,
no, thank
I
you.
Don't know about this.
I got back things. I guess. I don't want to wake up. I don't have my ruin my whole week. Yeah, I don't have
this
my toothbrush.
This is not what I wear
have...
to bed. As cool as the pajamas are,
I do not have underwear. A change of underwear. I need. Is there a shower here? I have so many questions for you, Zach. Before I answer, if I'm going to stay here.
They definitely went to a hotel down the street. I'm almost positive. Or the date just went really late and like...
They just went home,
They just went home. There was no spending the night.
Although the next morning we saw that everyone was there and they weren't there yet. And it was
That's
late.
What I'm saying.
I
the
bet
date
they went
probably
to a hotel.
Started at midnight. They started filming at midnight and then they just went all through the night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then after he goes, you want to spend the night? And you know, when he asked that question, it was 6:15.
Yes.
And then they just drove home. In order, she arrived at 7. That was a nice touch with the pajamas coming home with the roses.
Pajamas was nice. Animal pajamas. They're having fun running around the museum. He's doing animal sounds. They're kissing, having fun. Mm-hmm.
Back at the house. TikTok. Katie's not home yet.
Hey, where's Where's Katie? What's going on here?
Everyone's on edge. What could they be doing so late into the night? Back on the date? Ugh. Pushing the beds together. That's what they're doing.
If it's intimate, I don't want to hear about it. That's from one of the girls. I don't know which
you
one.
You won't. You won't. Lights out as well. Not for nothing. Morning at the mansion. It's 7 a.m. Suitcase still there. My reaction was, why are you up at 7 in the morning? Why is anyone up at 7 in the morning in Bachelor fucking Mansion? Jesse would have to be knocking on my door at 9:45. When Katie returns, I think the way she described their date was accurate for the storyline, but misleading in reality.
Would you argue what she did here was way worse than anything Christina Mandrell did in all the time she brought up her dates?
That's an interesting question,
this,
AB.
If someone said this to me, what Katie said, I'm going to go pack up my bags. I'm
What's
out
the quote
of here.
That stood out to you?
You know, he wanted to spend the night together.
That's what stood out to me as well.
It was just really romantic. Then they go, did you get any sleep? And she's like, nope. And then someone says, you had a little fantasy suite at the museum. And she's like, yep. Yep, I did. I sure did.
I'm not sure I'd buy any of that. The one that
I don't believe. I don't know that I believe any of... what's being insinuated there, but she,
yeah,
she didn't do anything to,
yeah,
to, you know, stop their wandering minds.
He wanted to spend the night together. Technically he did, but that was just part of the setup from the moment Jesse announced the date.
Mm-hmm.
That was going to happen no matter who went on it.
It wasn't him
on a whim, overwhelmed by your presence.
Overwhelmed by the burning fire of your love.
I don't
know.
Again, don't want to diminish the moment, but that, Katie, I hate to break it to you, that was a planned date.
It was just really romantic. We didn't get any sleep.
Couldn't help himself.
Yes,
yeah.
We did have a little fantasy suite at the museum.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess compare and contrast, I suppose that's a little worse than CM.
Yikes.
And everyone just kind of, interesting.
Interesting. You had your own fantasy suite. Okay.
Group date, daytime.
Football.
Love a gridiron date, AB.
Love it.
If someone were to ask me, what is The Bachelor all about? I'd say it's when they get a tall football player and have him oversee a tackle football game played by women vying for his attention. That's the essence of the show. Violence. Physical violence on the gridiron.
Physical violence has been a big piece of this show for a long time.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere. Speaking of lights out.
Hell yeah.
Sean Merriman.
Sean Merriman, lights out, baby. Legends. These are huge names. Okay.
No joke. These are
legitimate
Chargers legends. I wouldn't call them LA Chargers legends. That's nitpicky.
Are these guys, Gates? Probably a Hall of Famer, isn't he? What's the deal there?
Yeah, I don't...
These are Hall of Famers, folks.
He's played too recently, but he'll be in the Hall of Fame soon, I gotta think.
Yeah.
Sad that he was never the best tight end in his division, but that's neither here nor there. And Sean Merriman, all-time PED guy, also neither here nor there. He didn't hear from me. Bachelor Bowl 5, featuring
five.
The Great Hannah Storm. I figured it would be more than that, honestly. I figured we'd have 10 by now.
Well, I was surprised to find that JoJo was the first season. So we've seen them all. We've been here since the beginning. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I mean, they do other shit that's, you know, physical. They do wrestling. They do boxing. Football's probably the best. Although, when they just boxed and, like, they were boxing, that was really good. People were getting really hurt. It was funny. Or when that one dude gave another dude a legit DDT. Like, that was funny.
The most dangerous thing I've ever witnessed. I think it was Tayshia's season. That was crazy.
That was very funny. I like all the physical violence things. I like them all. Because there's the safety that they take isn't there. And that's what makes it great.
Well, someone will get seriously injured doing one of these. It is inevitable. It is not as if...
Oh, yeah.
Anyone participating in any event like this on any of these shows has, like, the form down necessarily. Someone's going to horse collar tackle someone.
You want to talk about heads up tackling?
We're talking high ankle sprains left and right. I'm surprised they don't happen every time. Immediately we have an injury, or so we're led to believe.
It looked like the girl got concussed. Tua concussed. Mm. You know how their arms get all straight out? Yeah, that's what I thought happened there. I thought
unsettling.
That's what happened there. But then she popped up like Squints kissing Wendy Peppercorn. That's what happened there. She was faking. As soon as Zach got there, she popped up. She should have had him give him out the mouth, just like my man Squints. Yep.
Classic fake injury to get time with the lead. Gabby had a couple of funny quotes. She's moving up the comedy charts, and by that I mean she's probably the only one on them at this point.
Mm-hmm.
First, she peed her pants. That always plays. And
it's funny.
Something about, if you don't see me at the after party, slap me in the face. That's how confident she was they were going to win. A little bit of Alexis to her, Gabby.
Dolphin Alexis. Yeah, I can see that.
A little bit of Tia. A touch of Tia as well.
Oh, a little Tia there.
I think it was a good call by you on Gabby's here to stay.
Gabby pulled herself out of... This is the girl that was done, right?
She was done.
Yeah, she's here,
Save
and
her.
Now she's the comic relief of the season.
I think we'll see Gabby. I mean, I'll say Gabby will be on Paradise. That's how
Gabby will be on Paradise. Gabby will be on Paradise, of course.
What do you think of the action?
Anyone stand out to you, Rim? I got
Christina
a couple
Mandrell.
Standouts.
Christina
Mandrell
throwing blocks and wrapping up on the tackle.
You want to talk about lights out? You know, Genevieve, they had some wheels to her, hitting the hole hard. You get the ball to her, she's going to find the gap, and she's going to explode through it, okay? Yeah. She has a little talent to her, a little special running back talent, vision.
Is she missing the clutch gene? She fell...
Clutch gene.
When it was time to win the game,
you know,
got tripped up.
Yeah, I have Genevieve, Christina Mandrell, a couple big blocks. She had some illegal chop blocks. You notice those blocks? A couple blocks.
Yeah, they were blocks in the back.
Couple blindside blocks. I didn't love.
I didn't love the fact they seemed to be. They needed an arm out there. Come up with an arm and be the QB.
I think they all realized there were no good arms out there. No good arms.
You got to plan the day around arms.
I didn't see a single pass completion.
No, it was a lot.
It was
of
all
laterals.
Runs. A lot of laterals. Score was 7-7 going into half. I think it ended 14-7. So you probably played 40 minutes and didn't have any. You only had three scores.
I think you're wildly overestimating how long they played. How many snaps there were. We might have seen them all.
I'm expecting 10-minute quarters minimum.
No, we're looking at a 10-minute game, maybe.
Anyways, yellow's down late, 40 seconds on the clock. Some really poor clock management, Rim. They had 40 seconds. They only got one playoff in that 40 seconds. Can't have that.
Well, who was the yellow coach?
I don't know which coach was which. I don't know which was which. But Genevieve had a burst through the hole. Looked like she was going to score the tying touchdown. Got stopped. Got tripped up. And they had no time. One play in 40 seconds. Sad.
Let's take a quick break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more.
That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Group date nighttime. Clifton's cabinet of curiosities, AB. What are you talking about? Who cares? Been here before. Playing the hits. This is a classic date location.
Been to this place.
The most positive.
Yeah.
Here is my guess as to who is on this date. Charity, Kylie, Christina Mandrell, Anastasia, Ariel Bailey, maybe some others. Do you have the roster?
No.
Okay. Christina went on one time. What'd you think of this?
Cozy. Mm-hmm. Legs.
Double legs. Stat.
Not legs like just touching or inner, wrapped around each other. These legs were like, I just got home from a long day at work.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put my feet up. Massage my feet. These two are relaxed around each other. You and I know each other more about each other than any other relationship, says Zach. They put their heads together. They are snuggling. Mm. These two are happy together.
Nothing could tear them apart.
Nothing.
I think he made it clear that she was ahead of the pack.
Runner, right? Yeah.
But the classic early season conversation, hey, listen, you have nothing to worry about, but without saying as much, I'm going to have to go on dates with other people, and you'll have to be patient during that time.
Yep.
That's what I thought that was.
Yeah.
With the group, Christina says we don't have to worry about feeling guilty for the others not being there. Mentions how she had the first one-on-one date and now just has a different connection with Zach. Kat takes umbrage with Christina talking about this all the time.
She said, honestly, guys, for me, I had that first one-on-one, and since then, it's just been more chill, more real. But regardless, it's fun. It was fun being on a team with you guys. She then turns it into a cheers. She goes, so cheers.
Yeah, that was an odd transition.
She was not giving a cheers. She wasn't giving a cheer. She just wanted to tell them about the first date and how different things are now. And then she flipped. It was brilliant. Flipped it into a cheers.
So let's celebrate the toast.
Because she was going nowhere. I don't know how else she would end that. Like, why did you just tell us that? So she makes it seem like it's a toast.
Charity mentions with Zach, hey, it's tough being in the house because other people are saying things about their time with you that it's difficult to hear.
Yep.
Then they make out. Anything on Charity one-on-one time?
Nope.
Back at the house. It's an infirmary in there. Bandaged up.
People are hurt.
People bleeding. I'd like to see what's under some of those bandages. They looked a little like
fake bandages.
Let's wrap you up a little bit here.
They were leaning into the, we're hurting.
Yeah.
Because they said it multiple times later. Even when Jesse shows up later, they're like, I'm still kind of banged up a little bit.
That's a little tender. There's talk of Allie's upcoming one-on-one date. And the date card is actually a box outside with a dress. A wedding dress.
Wow.
Play the hits.
Are you ready to fall in love?
Now, to change how you emphasize that. Are you ready to fall?
Fall.
Puns.
In love. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm guaranteed they've used that exact date card, in fact. Are you ready to fall in love?
Yeah, that one's printed. That one's not written. That's a printed card they just pull from the Rolodex.
Whenever you're going to do something high in the air, You bring out, are you ready to fall in love?
Or on the ground.
Or not. If we're seen away.
Back in the day, Christina, still talking about the one-on-one, which I love.
It was a good one-on-one. I'm sorry.
It's probably made worse by the fact that she met his family.
Yeah. Feels a connection.
It's annoying. To everyone else, it's annoying to be talking about the one-on-one as it is. Meeting the family, it probably makes it sting a little more.
Yeah, just a reminder, Christina did not tell them about her meeting the family, which doesn't really go with the storyline that's being told about Christina. Okay.
Well, Zach,
if she was trying
Zach
to make everyone, I know, but if she was trying to make everyone jealous, would do it. Like if this was, you know, if this was
a conspiracy corner,
if there was intent with what she's doing, like trying to make everyone feel jealous, wouldn't she have said that last
Perhaps.
Week?
Yeah, I met the family.
Just something to ask yourself.
We'll do a rundown
something
of
to
the
think
offenses.
About. I'd yes. like to be the defense attorney for yeah. Christina Mandrell as we go forward.
How about Bailey's one-on-one time?
Who?
That was a legit who. That was a totally who? Sincere who. Bailey, she felt a connection with him right out of the limo. Since then, they've been regressing.
Yeah.
And I thought regressing from what? You went from acquaintances to acquaintances. It is what it is. There's no regressing.
You had a encounter outside of a house. And then since then, you have had no shared experiences and you stayed the same level. You're still the same as you were the moment you left the limo. Nothing's changed.
Well, AB, in Bachelor Mansion, if you're not moving forward, you're moving backward.
I agree. If someone has an overnight date and I'm sitting in Bailey's spot, I'd be just as panicked as she was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Zach, Mr. Nip It in the Bud, he agrees that the spark is already gone.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a half sentence away from sending her home when.
Yeah, this was bizarre.
Ariel interrupted, which I felt gave Bailey a chance to regroup, strategize. Let's not focus on the lost spark. Let's start talking about what could be here.
Yeah. She said, she first sat down, she says, it just feels weird. And Zach says, yeah, it's really weird. And something feels off. I don't feel like the same spark is there. And I thought, oh, wow, he's sending her home. And then the girl walks up to interrupt him, and Zach let her interrupt. Were you surprised that he even let her interrupt him?
I felt like Bailey also allowed it.
Well, Bailey, I can understand a little bit more. She wants to get out of that conversation. I'm sure she wanted someone to interrupt. But Zach, you're basically in the middle of sending her home, and you let someone interrupt you.
You only
That's
need another
bizarre.
Minute.
Yeah, just give me a minute and let me send her home.
To Bailey's credit, I think she did try to.
She tried to flip
reframe
it around.
This after yeah. taking the break when they talked again. Unfortunately, Zach was already set on sending her home. He came right out. You know, I don't know if there's a future between us, so off she goes.
I thought Bailey might turn this around, similar to Gabby. I wrote here, Bailey isn't going to give up. These women are resilient. Bailey goes and steals him away at that point. Tells him she really, 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 really wants to be here. Kind of tries to flip the whole, you know, let's not talk about what we were talking about earlier. I want to be here. I think there could be something there. In Zach's heart, he says, it's just not there. And she gets sent home.
I was a little surprised by this. It's consistent with Zach's behavior. And his brand seems to be doesn't want to lead people on, which I think is slightly tied to, fair or not, his experience with Rachel on The Bachelorette. Because he's mentioned that from the beginning. Like, I don't want to lead people on. I felt led on, blah, blah, blah. But this was a little, I thought, you know, it's still early. Let it play out a little bit. We're not sending people home already. This is relax.
We gotta have some people at the rose ceremony to send home.
We need warm bodies here.
Come on, pal. You feel a spark with all these girls?
That's what I was gonna say. If you play this out, if everyone comes up to you and says, "Do you see a future?" He'll probably say no to like 15 times.
We can't do this. We'll be left with four people.
Yeah.
In two
episodes. It sends a message. It says everyone else better refrain from asking Zach, can you see it with me? Because he will say no.
That's already happened one other time, like first night. Didn't go through the rose ceremony because she went up
That's
to
right.
him and asked him, and he's like, no, I'm not feeling it. He will send you home.
He will send you home.
The producers need to realize this too. Like, you got to keep some women away from him.
Agreed.
You can't ask those type of questions right now.
Don't talk to Zach is what I'd be telling these people.
Unless you like this mansion and all the amenities,
yeah.
If you do, I wouldn't talk to that man. He'll send you right home.
For your one-on-one, yeah.
Yeah.
Back with the group, everyone's distraught over Bailey's departure, except Christina.
Hey, Rim, would you walk back into the group and say your goodbyes?
Because these people are all friends now. In this era of the Bachelor, Bachelorette, all the people go on the show, their number one objective is to network. And make connections with their castmates and be friends with them. this group seems like a group of close friends. That's why the Christina Mandrell got shoved out of there. She wasn't with them.
That's even more embarrassing. Group of my friends, I'm hightailing it out of there. You can pay me to go back in.
That's
there
probably fair.
Say my goodbyes. There's no way. No, thank you. I'm leaving.
Charity feels that Christina has been putting on a performance for this date. She was concerned that Christina would get the rose because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, Christina would get the rose in that scenario. But Zach offers it to Charity. What did you make of Christina's reaction to that moment?
Christina's confused. She says, I'm mad that it wasn't me.
That didn't go over too well.
Didn't go over too well. Charity starts crying. She feels like her moment has been stolen, her moment of getting the group date rose. Brooklyn calls her out. Brooklyn, straight shooter. Okay? Straight shooter. Always liked Brooklyn.
Is that because she's a rodeo racer, AB?
It's because she's a radio. It's a rodeo racer. It's just one of the traits you got to have if you're on
No beat
the rodeo
the
scene. She says, I'm going to shoot you straight. In these social settings, you're kind of tripping. Christina, you're tripping. This was her moment. You have no right. Christina rolls her eyes, doesn't give a fuck about what these girls are saying because she had a one-on-one already. They don't understand what's going on because she had a one-on-one. Can't understand the lens that I'm looking at life right now, okay? Now, I will say this all seemed a little dramatic to me. One of the girls says, we just lost one of our best friends and someone else got a rose and now you've done this. It's like, okay. Okay. Relax. It's not one of your best friends, number one. And
nope.
The moment isn't that big that she stole. Usually what happens here, just a heads up from someone that watches this show a lot, they get the group date rose and then they cut to the next scene. There is no moment. Usually there's no moment. It's just they got the rose. We'll see you with the rose at the rose ceremony. There's no big triumphant moment for the group date nighttime
here
rose recipient.
Yeah.
I don't know what moment we're talking about here. It might have been a little rude, but also, like, if y'all ain't mad about not getting the group date rose, that's your problem.
Yeah, you're
not
here
to win.
You're in the wrong place.
You should all be furious right now. Okay.
It made me wonder, have any of you seen the show before?
It seemed confusing. A lot
the
of
villain
seemed...
or pseudo villain yeah. always makes a rude comment after not getting the rose at the group date.
No big deal.
It's par for the course.
Yeah.
You should expect that as, and if it doesn't happen, you know, congrats, but
yeah.
Yeah, I tend to
Brooklyn with a funny comment. Have you ever considered literally just shutting the fuck up? She says that directly to Christina Mandrell. That's why Brooklyn's my girl.
Have you ever thought about that?
Have you like literally considered just shutting the fuck up right now? Has that crossed your mind?
Oh, man. Let's go to Allie's one-on-one date. Daytime.
She rides the Lincoln limo. You see the little Lincoln limo advertisement there. Mm-hmm. Rim rides up in the Lincoln limo, wedding dress on, meets Zach. Did you realize this was an airport when they showed up? It looked like a storage facility.
Yeah.
It looked like they were going to go through some storage lockers.
Yeah. Storage room. Yep. Yep. That's a real niche reference. But yes, it did
then
not
they turn
look
the corner.
That great.
They get the camera around the corner and you see the airplane. Wow, we're at some sort of airport type of deal.
Any comments on the skydiving? The skydiving went well. They both seem to enjoy it. I think they have a little bit. I think they fit together. I thought there was something here.
Yeah.
Based on them walking after skydiving.
Do you think they asked who... Don't you think they'd run into a situation where someone would not want to do this one of these times? I think they ask their fears before the show starts so they know who to have on these dates. I feel like there's a large group of people that would not want to go on this.
Would you be willing to skydive, yes or no?
Like, actually, you can just leave that parked over there. I'm not getting on that plane.
I think probably because you can't run the risk.
You can't run the risk. They must
ask them. Of wasting a day of filming if they're not going to do it.
You know, gas up the plane and ride the Lincoln limo out there,
yeah.
And then they're not going to do it? They must know in advance.
Have to.
Just something I was thinking about.
Yeah, well, that's why they pay the big bucks, AB. The novel observations. Yeah. Play. This is, of course, playing the hits, skydiving. Course, not only that, course. The wooden hot tub, play the hits.
The one-of-a-kind custom traveling wood-burning hot tub. They're making out. They're in a like a euphoric joy after you do something like that. It's like you're on drugs. But I wrote here, watch out for Allie. These two are getting along.
I see something here. I'm telling you.
We always talk about just big moments that tie you to someone else forever. Jumping out of an airplane for the first time is one of them.
Nighttime. They've done a date here before, AB. Pretty sure on JoJo's season. I'm telling you. And in fact, there's a comment in the mailbag from someone referencing last week's episode about repeat dates.
Oh, wow.
What'd you make of their discussion, Allie and Zach? And what'd you make of the chemistry?
Allie talks about really not putting herself first in relationships. I did not. Me, personally, the chemistry was okay. It didn't knock my socks off. How'd you think of the chemistry?
That's fair. I'm just nodding. Yeah, that's fine.
Didn't knock my socks off. Didn't blow me away. I am neutral on the chemistry and the flirtation.
He definitely has more make-out chemistry with others, I'll say. Maybe I'm also, in retrospect, adding to her score, if you will, because everyone moved up a spot after this episode.
Hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Everyone moved up a spot. She mentioned something about she likes being in control, so that's why the date was difficult, you know, hard for her to do because she wasn't in control of the situation. And she's kick-ass. How about the number of times Zach said she was kick-ass?
I've been right about some things. I've been wrong about some things.
You were extremely spot-on with this.
I was spot-on with the kick-ass thing. I think he said it three times. He's a kick-ass guy. He said it three times on this date. This will not be the last time he calls someone kick-ass at something. He's going to say kick-ass every episode of this show. He says, I want to see more of you. And I'm not trying to see who you're trying to show, Allie. I want to see the natural Allie.
Your real self.
Zach's saying all the right things, folks, in all these dates, I'd say. Mm-hmm. He's saying all the right things. Maybe he's not so bad at this.
I think it went well, and I have high hopes for their future if she does, in fact, reveal her real self around him.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
He offers her the rose. One knock on Zach is he's not the smoothest rose offerer.
Yeah, I agree.
Always kind of jumbled. Always kind of like...
I think he's trying to do too much. Too long of speeches leading up to the rose.
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessary.
I loved this scene afterwards. The concert?
Ooh, Griffin Palmer?
Interesting last name, wouldn't you say?
What's the... Why? What?
Several people sent us... it's Jesse Palmer's nephew.
Oh, that's Jesse Palmer's nephew. Okay.
Yeah. And he made an Instagram post about it. It's not like some scandalous nepotism thing. Well,
as Iowa fans, Iowa guys, we're used to nepotism in situations like this.
What a wedge in it, maybe.
So this really grinds my gears now that I've found this out.
A lot of good
artists out there, Rim.
Griffin Palmer is a good artist. I love this song.
This song was good. I saw that he won the NBC show Songland. You familiar with Songland?
What do you think?
No.
No.
Okay, well, he won that. He hasn't done anything since then. He's got an album coming out this year. I had no idea it was Jesse Palmer's cousin.
I thought this was pretty good. And I loved the venue.
Song was pretty good. I liked how they were playing up above.
I love that.
It wasn't like you look in the eyes of the person singing. Yeah. Like, they're just singing down onto you. You don't have to look at each other. There's no awkwardness when you're kissing, that type of scene. They got to start doing that more often. Yeah, balcony plane. It's a private. Yeah.
Couldn't have said it better myself, AB. Love this. Loved it. There's something
here.
The song was good.
I don't know what to tell you. Say what you want about the nepotism. The song was good.
I did. At the house. I thought we weren't getting a rose ceremony based on the commercial bumper.
Mm. Shutting the studio down? You thought it was that?
No, I thought the studio would be open and there'd be no rose ceremony because I thought it was going to end with Christina Mandrell crying on those stairs. That's how I thought the episode would end. But Zach does not need the cocktail party. Yes, Zach doesn't need the cocktail party because he wants a pool party. Play the hits,
hell
AB.
Yeah. Love a pool party with the grill started. Get the dogs and the burgers on the grill. Everyone in the pool, period. Play the hits.
What'd you make of the pool party? Anything stand out to you? Gabby does honors with the sunscreen.
Gabby puts suntan lotion on him. That's a good move by her. Everyone's having a fun jumping around, playing volleyball in the pool. Zach's grilling dogs and burgers. Chicken fights going on. I saw some tequila shots. Let's fucking go. I saw, everyone just having fun as the day goes on.
Clip show of other seasons. This all the same
just
activities.
Fun. Just fun.
The aerial one-on-one time was played off as good, but it felt very awkward to me with him and Ariel in the hot tub.
Yeah, I always felt awkward too. But they have an extended makeout.
Very long.
And they're kind of joking, having fun with each other.
I don't know what to make of him and Ariel.
They went over to the hot tub. There was a couple scenes where he got to one-on-one time with people. This one was in a hot tub. I don't think of her yet as a person on my mind, as a person, as a contender.
Me neither.
But they did make out for a long time.
Let's move to the Brianna section. She is confused and maybe skeptical of the other connections that are forming when she feels like there's nothing between her and him romantically. Setting the stage for her exit. She feels like she's on her way out.
Don't kill the whole vibe of this awesome pool party, please, Brianna. Enough is enough. Just leave.
You know what would have been great? Doing this now. Wait until the rose ceremony. Rejecting the rose. Enough rose rejections at mid-season rose ceremonies.
I think you risk not getting the rose, though, if you have that.
Then
plan.
You don't have your moment? Well, then you it's a wash. Moment. You go home anyway.
I hated what she did here.
Okay.
This ruins everyone's good time. Everyone was having a blast. Okay? She starts the conversation with, I'm super emotional today. Now that is how you know it's going to be a bad conversation for you. The mood instantly flips for Zach. I just can't get behind Brianna. I just don't like what she did here on this season of the show.
No connection formed, which is reason enough to leave, I think. If you're not clicking and you're not feeling it, send yourself home. More power to you. On the way out, she warns Zach of Christina, who I believe is probably considered the leader in the pack.
Yeah.
By the pack. What did she even say? I don't have the quote here. What did she say?
A lot of the girls in the house are feeling intimidated and not able to be themselves in the house. The person
because
causing
of Christina,
that
yeah.
is Christina Mandrell. She made me cry several times and made Charity cry after the rose. Now,
the group date rose.
Yeah. Was she on the date? Was she even there?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Because remember, she lost that.
Please put that into the evidence.
Into the notes.
Please note that.
Not an eyewitness to the situation.
She made me cry several times. Are we still talking about that moment, joking moment we discussed last week where Christina Mandrell said, I hate you, just kidding. Is that what we are still referring to? That made you cry multiple times.
Zach is shut, and that's that. Off Brianna goes.
And then
she
leaves. You drop the bomb, light it, and then you leave.
Walk out.
And you don't even see the repercussions of the bomb you have just lit.
Verbal meme, it's Heath Ledger's Joker walking away from the hospital as it blows up.
Exactly. Yeah, perfect. Perfectly. Thank you. Thank perfectly you. Done. Perfectly done meme. <Thank you. laughs> Perfectly said.
So she hugs the group goodbye, tears and hugs. Zach is stunned to hear this about Christina.
Stunned. Yep. He knows he has to do something too as the,
He has to.
No drama.
As a no bullshit guy? Yeah,
no bullshit. I got to do something big. I got to send a message, almost.
He's like a Jedi. He's so beholden to his, you know, his ways, the credo he has taken, that he had no choice. Side note, I'm also thinking about the scene where Brianna, very funny that they filmed her at the end of the driveway walking out onto the street in her bathing suit. Just no bags, nothing. She is as out gets. She's just going to walk away. She's walking. Forrest Gump just forever.
She might still be walking.
She just, that's it. That'll do it for me. The group is lamenting Brianna's exit. They're, you know, the music's cut. The pool party is over.
DJ has been asked to leave. Like, turn the music off. Turn
we'll
the grill off.
We'll give you everything, you know, for the
you can
full,
have
we'll
all your
for
money
the
for the
time.
Day, but we don't need you anymore. Mm-hmm. Cut the grill off. No more getting in the pool. The bubbles, the jets in the hot tub have been turned off.
Yep.
Shut
Christina
it down.
Says Brianna meant a lot to her. Brooklyn says it's hard to see her go, but I respect her decision. Zach did a funny thing here when he showed up and was like, I don't want to name any names. Could be anybody, someone, or multiple people. Who knows how many people it is? You're making people feel uncomfortable.
Very
so I'm
funny.
Just gonna,
very
I'm just,
funny.
He
from
says,
Zach.
You know, we don't have to talk about it now. We'll talk about it. We'll address it later.
Obviously, I want to hear from one person or some people. I don't know how many people.
Anybody.
We'll see how many
might
people
not even
it
be
is.
In this group. I don't know.
It might be one. It might be a couple.
Having said that,
could be all of you.
Christina, you and I need to chat separately.
And you will be the only one I need to talk to. Just adds up.
Let me pick a name.
Just randomly
Christina.
Picking people. randomly, you know, pulling names out of a hat here. Let me talk to Christina first.
Whatever pops out of my mouth. So Zach and Christina, he does the same thing with Christina. He's like, I won't tell you where I heard this. Who told me? It's come to my attention. Yeah, I mean, Brianna just told you. She left the show. This is obviously information you gleaned from her.
Obviously.
Some of the women in the house have felt hurt and insecure by you. And Christina says, hey, I'm just so outgoing, it drives people up a wall. I didn't really understand her rationale for this. What'd you make of this discussion? And did you think Zach was bent out of shape because he really liked her?
No, I think Zach was bent out of shape because he had to deal with this. Christina actually comes clean. Like, she didn't go full denial. She goes, yeah, I've been confronted by some girls who say I've rubbed them the wrong way. She actually comes clean for it. Zach then goes and talks to a couple other people. Christina goes and sobs on the stairs. You know you're sobbing. Down bad if you're on the damn uncomfortable-ass stairs.
You know, Charity said Christina is a little performative. I would classify this amount
Why
of
would
sobbing
you lay on
the and
stairs?
The sobbing locations as
the location,
look at me, look at me.
Yeah, the locations.
I'm crying.
Anytime you're on the stairs, you've either
and
been broken
hallway.
Up with on the stairs and like your,
main mansion
your heart
artery.
Breaks. But she moved from where she was and chose the stairs as a location. So I'd agree that that was a little performative. And then she went right in the middle of where the girls would have to be walking to cry again. Yeah, I agree.
A few of them comforted her, in fact.
Well, if you see someone crumpled over sobbing,
if it's your arch nemesis, keep it moving.
I'm not certain that anyone is her arch nemesis.
But I'm saying that's what we're led to believe. She was.
I agree. Yeah.
I would say coming clean. I'm not sure she came clean. She acknowledged that the drama is there. I don't think she would.
Bringing up
say
that,
that my faults, it was warranted. I don't think she would say that.
But even bringing up that a couple girls have confronted you was probably a mistake on her part.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
If you wanted to stay. So that was honest. Staying that, I guess.
After that, Brooklyn and Charity both bring up the post-Rose moment on the group date individually.
Do you think he pulled everyone, or why? How did he get to Brooklyn?
I don't know.
Brooklyn's name wasn't brought up. Brooklyn was the right person to talk to.
Yeah.
Because she kind of had it
maybe,
out.
Maybe
did he
Brianna
ask
mentioned it.
Who wants to talk to me? Yeah, I guess.
Or
I don't know.
Christina Mandrell might have mentioned, here are the three people that are upset with me. It's Brooklyn, Charity, and Brianna have been the most vocal anti-Christina people.
No, I think you're right. Charity, Brooklyn, Brianna.
Yeah.
Charity's the one who got the group date that was crying because her moment was stolen. Brooklyn is the one who asked her,
shot her
if
straight.
She's ever thought to just shut the fuck up. And then Brianna is the one who has been on a vendetta to remove Christina from the show from night one. Those are the three.
Jesse shows up and announces the end of the pool party, probably 3 hours after it actually ended. I mean, the sun was going down.
Jesse, yeah, we know. The music turned off, the lights went out, and nobody's in the pool.
We're not getting back in. It's cold.
Obviously, we're not getting back in the pool and continuing the pool party, Jesse.
Rose ceremony, notes unedited, bet my life Christina gets the final rose.
This is the obvious.
My life. I would have bet my life.
We've seen it dozens of times. Mm-hmm. Where the person in Christina's shoes gets the final rose. They do it for dramatic effect, but they do finally get the rose. Sometimes because the producers ask them to do it, sometimes because they actually like the person. I don't know. I'm in agreement. I thought this would result in Christina getting the final rose.
Maybe we should have known when Zach was outside looking at the fireplace. Similar to when Luke Skywalker was, you know, watching his father be cremated, burning his corpse. Maybe that's what he was doing in his mind to Christina Mandrell. Katie has a one-on-one, Charity has a group date, and Allie has a one-on-one rose.
Mm-hmm.
Roses are Jess, Gabby, parentheses, solidly in the mix, out of the drama.
Nothing to do with this. None of my business.
Me? I'm just having a good time making connections.
I didn't see any of that.
Ariel, Genevieve, Ariel, Genevieve, Greer, Kat, Kylie, Davia, Anastasia, Brooklyn, and Christina Mandrell. What should have happened? But it was friggin' Mercedes.
Unbelievable. Truly stunning.
Mercedes.
Christina Mandrell didn't get a rose.
From one to none in the power rankings.
Stunning.
He's not messing around.
Zach. She has the storyline. She has the personality.
The clout.
She's already met his family.
Yep.
She has a kid.
Now, maybe that was...
Maybe that's why it was easy for him.
You know, straw the birth Kimball's back, if you will. Now that I'm referring to a child as a straw, but that is what sent him in that direction.
This is an unbelievable exit.
I totally
One person who you have no connection to. Would you? The other women in the house had not reached the level with Christina that they were going to bring this up to him. I don't think they're even close to that, right?
No, and the ones Charity and Brooklyn.
I think Brooklyn handled
only.
It.
Only answered his interrogation.
Yeah. I don't.
The one person who felt the need to bring it to Zach is gone.
Wouldn't you question the validity of that she said it on the way out? That there might be some ulterior motives?
Brianna even said, I'm only mentioning this to you because I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Stated that explicitly.
Do you think that maybe there was some, you know,
gamesmanship going on?
Yeah. So let's just go through the story. So the last week, Brianna brought up something that we all agreed was probably
maybe blown
nothing.
Out of proportion, sure.
Blown completely out of proportion. This week, there was a couple instances where, yeah, she is talking about her date, and that is annoying, but I don't think that annoyance had reached the level that any of them were going to bring that up to Zach. It was kind of like Brooklyn squashed it. Like, you're being annoying, shut the fuck up. And that was it. That was going to be it. But then Brianna brings it up again. Like, nothing was done. She wasn't even the villain yet.
She was on her way there. She was being a little rude.
She
was being a little rude, but I contend that that is...
She wasn't there, though, is what I'm saying. She was not there. She would have needed another episode of doing this type of stuff. A couple...
I'm not sure she crossed a line, in my opinion. I'm not sure there was a line that was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I don't think she did
out.
Either.
Yeah.
I don't think she'd cross that line with the women. None of them were going to bring this up.
I agree.
There wasn't like a mutiny in the house where we got to get Christina out. It was like, yeah, she's making some annoying comments. And I'm going to address it. and hopefully that's it.
It's surprising because people have not only have contestants survived far worse offense-wise, but also the lead far and away was his favorite at that point.
She's guilty of talking about her one-on-one too much. That's it.
And the post rose, I wanted that rose, and smothering a person's group date rose celebration, which, as you mentioned, those aren't big moments.
Don't you think that most of them are, that happens all the time?
I'd say more often than not that happens on a group day.
Someone makes a rude comment. That sucks. I thought I was going to get it. Isn't that usually what happens? Someone thinks they're going to get it and they don't get it and they're a little upset. Like, what are we doing here? We're getting rid of one of the best personalities on this show. I'm mad for multiple reasons. And now I will say this is definitely not the last we will see of Christina Mandrell, but
I think they're going to be together 6 months from this moment. That's my prediction, is that Zach and Christina Mandrell.
Zach and Christina.
The next season The Bachelor is filming, they are together.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
That's what I think.
I was wondering if she'd be back on this show. Like, this is absurd.
Yeah, maybe.
This is absurd. You're going to get rid of your fucking leader? Just let Christina flourish into her villain role. I'm not even saying she wouldn't have gotten there, but let her get there.
That's my biggest concern.
How do the producers allow this?
How do the producers allow it, honestly? Because Christina was the only thing making anything happen.
One person went home. Everyone else got a rose. You understand
that? I didn't look
that
up. At the rose ceremony. One person. Well, two people went home during the episode.
Yeah, but at the rose ceremony, they had enough roses for everyone except one. And you're going to get rid of
Christina
Mandrell, who you've been calling her full name the entire time because she's electric. Is that what we're doing here? Someone's got to step in.
I don't know who it's going to be.
This
I'm very
absurd.
Worried.
No positives are going to come from this. None. This is extremely negative to the show right now. Getting rid of Christina Mandrell. Unbelievable. What are you doing, Zach?
I think
if I'm one of the other women, I'm kind of wondering, like, so if anyone says anything about me at any
time, you're out.
If anything happens where I rub any woman the wrong way on her way out, she can then tell him this, and I'm going to be home.
No questions asked.
The same day. Like, he's not even going to get to the bottom of what happened.
No. That was a half-ass investigation.
A half-ass investigation. He didn't go through all of it. He didn't even talk to Christina a second time. I would talk to Christina a second time there.
I think this goes back to what we're seeing with this whole season. They want to make a show devoid of controversy, so they are avoiding this kind of stuff at all costs. On any other season in the show's history, I think they keep Christina, obviously, even just for another episode. Because what do we have to look? What are we looking forward to next week? What's like the tension?
Nothing.
There's nothing.
We're not looking forward to.
Who are the contenders off the top of your head? Is it Greer? We barely saw her this episode. Just a strange decision to send her home. Not by Zach, but by the show.
A stunning decision. There's so much meat left on that bone. There's a two-on-one possibility.
Totally.
There's all Brooklyn and Christina Mandrell two-on-one. Christina would be firing off one-liners. Are you kidding me? Brooklyn would be electric in that situation. What are we doing? Are we making a TV show or what are we doing here?
Exactly. I don't know if we are.
Are we making a TV show?
Are banned now.
What are we doing? That is the worst. That's one of the worst decisions this show's ever made. And they've made a lot of heinous decisions. A lot of them. This tops my list. This is the worst thing they've ever done to us.
Sending Christina Mandrell in week three.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. A tough, tough exit for Christina Mandrell and all her fans, me included.
Anything else, AB, on that? Get it all off your chest.
No, I think we're good here.
I think we'll be looking, if this, the rest of the season, the next three episodes or so turn out to be like boring, no tension, anything, we'll be looking back on this moment as a turning point.
We sure will.
Okay, let's go to the mailbag.
I guess we can't have fun on The Bachelor anymore.
No, we can't. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this
was
America.
No fun allowed. I thought this was a fun show.
No fun
I thought we're having fun here, Zach. No fun? Everyone's got to get along perfectly in your house. A lot of different personalities there. You'd think a couple wouldn't get along occasionally. That's okay. It's to be expected, I think. Guess we're not having fun here.
Yeah, I really couldn't have said
it better. Guess we're not having fun.
I could not have said it better. It'd be fun.
I guess we're not having fun conflict, here on this season.
No tolerance for conflict whatsoever.
Like any conflict, all parties just get booted immediately. What are we doing? No investigation.
This is going to be, it might be a rough couple of weeks. We'll see. I'm
it opens the door to taking people with you, and I don't like that.
Bring them.
Yeah. Someone rubs you the wrong way. Someone eats the last banana.
Yeah, someone's too loud when they're eating. Yeah,
someone's too loud at night.
Someone snores.
We got to get her out of the house. Let's go tell Zach that she's been causing issues in the house.
I've been hearing rumblings that one of you snores.
I'm gonna pull a couple people, or just one, or
could
two. I don't. Could be anybody, but Greer,
Allie. I know we just had a great one-on-one, but I hear you snore.
What are we doing here, Zach?
Okay, let's go to the mailbag.
All right.
Last week's question: are you watching this season? Why or why not? Didn't love this question because it elicited a lot of complimentary responses, and we're not gonna have a segment where I just read nice things people say about the show. Thanks, but. I can't do it.
Well, let's hear the answers here.
785 area code. I was completely resolute to not watch the season and finally free myself from the binds of this stupid show when the day of the premiere, my husband says, "Isn't The Bachelor on tonight?" So here we are. Thus far, I'm grudgingly impressed with Zach and they've got me again. Thank you, 785. Jess from Virginia Beach is watching the show. Quote, which I tell my husband, feels like homework just so I can fully enjoy podcasts and Bachelor-related memes. Thank you, Jess. Jamie from Indianapolis. Indy. Short for Indianapolis. I decided when Zach was announced that I wasn't going to watch for the first time in years. Not because of anything relating to drama, but solely based upon him being the most uninteresting, unattractive, this is Jamie, not me, unattractive, cookie-cutter, boring guy they could have chosen. Literally anyone else would have been better. I love listening to the recap. I'll pop over to ABC to check out the ABC.com to check out the cast photos when you're talking so I can picture the women. So far, very happy with my no-watch decision. Thank you, Jamie. Yeah, it's hard to argue with. I mean, you just heard the last segment. We're not going to sit here and tell you it's a must-watch season. We can't. I'm not.
If you're getting rid of people like Christina Mandrell, I just don't know what. What if they just got rid of Corinne? Episode 3.
Crystal.
Demi.
Any number of villains that are enshrined in the halls
Hall
of the
fame.
Bachelor Hall of Fame. 919 area code. No, I'm not watching for the first time since Ben Higgins, and I'm happy with my decision. Worst limo entrances ever? I'll just let the Rosecast boys fill me in. Thanks. Thank you, 919.
We got you.
852 area code. I checked out once Zach was announced as Bachelor since I'm not willing to watch another boring white guy try to find short-term love. 852, we're looking at a long-term deal here. That's what they want us to think, and that's what I've been snookered into believing.
Zach's going to find love.
Okay? I may go back to watch the season, but right now I'm satisfied just listening. Hopefully the franchise adds more diversity, in parentheses, more Asians, please. For me to be interested again, otherwise I'm done with keeping up with the franchise. Thank you, 852. 646, personally I'm not watching this season. I enjoy both the drama aspects and the finding love aspect, provided the lead is someone I've invested in from an earlier season. Perfect example is Michelle's season. Not the most dramatic, but I was a big fan of hers from Matt's season and was invested in her journey. On the other hand, I didn't give a shit about Clayton from Michelle's season, but the way the previews were showing his season as an absolute shit show had me hooked. All that to say this season has neither. Zach was boring on Rachel's season and apparently still is, and it doesn't seem like there's going to be any entertaining or hilarious drama. Thank you, 646. I think that's a great insight. I believe the lead doesn't make that much of a difference because the other aspects of the show are why we watch. But when those things are gone, then you just have a lead you don't care about. What is bringing you in?
I'd agree. I hear you.
Jordan from Saskatchewan. I'm not watching for the first time since I started Bachelor during Chris Soules' season.
It's a long time.
Zach seems like a perfectly nice guy, but as the season approached, I didn't find myself looking forward to it and decided to try taking a season off. No regrets so far. Been listening to the blah, blah, blah. And don't feel like I'm missing anything major. I'll likely jump back in for The Bachelorette, but now I'm enjoying my Mondays off.
Hey, thank you, Jordan. Christina Mandrell for Bachelorette.
I think that might be a bridge too far it'd be for a lot of people. I don't know if that's going to happen. Patrick from the North Shore of Massachusetts. The last season my wife and I watched was that of Matt James. We still watch Bachelor in Paradise, obviously, but for the main show, we just can't bother to keep up. These recaps are the only way we still know what's happening. Paradise would be impossible to follow without you all explaining the random drama like the shrimp fiasco that happens on the main show. Thank you, Patrick. Elle from Minnesota, not watching. First episode was so boring. I felt relief realizing I didn't have to follow through with the whole season. But I never complained about manufactured drama, so I might not be the target of this question. Thank you, Elle. Chris from Pittsburgh. I'm watching this season, but I've yet to make it through an episode without falling asleep. I don't think it has anything to do with the drama or Zach being boring, but the dates aren't original anymore. And I'm pretty sure last week they used a location, a random furniture store from the looks of it, that they have on previous seasons. I feel like Los Angeles is big enough and has enough new stuff coming onto the scene where there should be no reason to reuse date locations. You want to keep my attention, do something original with the date. Thank you, Chris. Mm. Rachel from Florida, I'm not currently watching The Bachelor. I started watching during Chris Solz's season, but stopped watching following Michelle's season. The forced drama was too much, and I felt like the love story started becoming a secondary priority. To AB's point, it is intriguing that they're going back to a cookie-cutter Bachelor season, but I don't think I'll jump back into watching because I don't really care for Zach or his role as the lead. If they would have had some love story first, drama second plotline with Mike Johnson or Rodney, I would watch it in a heartbeat. Thank
People
you, Rachel.
Forget about Mike Johnson.
People do forget.
It's sad.
It's sad. I'm trying to think of, I would compare him to Finn in the new Star Wars, the John Boyega character who was just burst onto the scene, big superstar, high hopes for him in the trilogy. He was cast aside and had a disappointing end to his storyline. Very disappointing. That's what I'd say. Rachel also says, don't mean to, actually, y'all, but Crystal did get to meet the family one-on-one with Ari. We couldn't remember who got to meet the family one-on-one with Ari. It was Crystal. But she purposely didn't tell the rest of the cast. Not because she wasn't a villain and wanted to spare their feelings, but because she was crazy and thought she and Ari were already in love and wanted to keep the date and the experience of meeting his family, quote, sacred. She truly was wild.
A lot of wild people that were given the space and the time to flourish.
Crystal flourished, villain-wise.
You have to let your villains flourish.
Two more. Alexa from Austin. I watch the actual show and absolutely love watching. It would be insanely hard to follow along without having seen it. Kudos to those who can do it. Plus, I live for the looks people give when something ridiculous is happening. I'm surprised more contestants don't take the opportunity to give Jim looks to the camera like in The Office. Hmm. But what Alexa really wanted to mention was that she went to Royal Rumble last weekend in San Antonio, and now I feel really cool that I understand some of your wrestling references. My seats were terrible, but the experience was really fun. Thanks,
wow.
Alexa.
I bet that was an experience.
Sure was. Especially if you're not into wrestling, you're probably just like, what the hell's going on here? Morgan from Austin, I can only say I stuck with this season because I've been in a live group chat since the Vile days. So far, I'm happy enough, but the Tajwan bit was for literally nothing. We didn't see a nip Tajwan in the bud, too. You can't keep Tajwan for a week.
It's absurd. It's absurd.
We didn't see the second group daytime portion, but we saw that. At least we got the rose ceremony. All right, AB, what's next week's question?
I want to know what you think about Christina Mandrelli. It was outrageous me.
Yeah, good question.
Was it reasonable to let her go? I'm sure some people probably think so.
I'm sure.
What'd you think about it?
773-234-7794.
Because this one's going to stick with me for a while. I'll never forget her because of this.
Yeah, that scar. This scar is going to last.
Yeah.
Let's jump to the Rose League scoring update. Another dreadful performance from yours truly. Bottom third. We have two winners. Which means they're both getting stickers based on our insane rules for how we distribute those. Two people tie, we give away two stickers. If three people tie, we give away one. three or more, we give away one. I don't know why we made that rule, but
rules are rules.
Rules are rules. Rules are rules. Congrats to Team Stakis, S-T-A-K-I-S, and Team Kelfur, K-E-L-F-U-R-R.
Clap. Hey, congratulations.
Thanks for playing. We had about 800 people participate last episode. If you are not in the Rose League yet, there's still time. You could play to win stickers every week. And the full season winner will receive a t-shirt. Right now, the full season leader is Team Marble ZYO.
Okay.
I might have to check. Marble ZYO has a very high average compared to everyone else, which doesn't make logistical sense. I'll check with the Rose League. Stay away from the season tab if you want to avoid spoilers. Okay, AB.
Stay away from Google.
Stay away from Google. Oh, my God. Well, do you have a Bachelor headline of the week?
Yeah, but it's tough out there. I almost saw a spoiler again. Almost saw a spoiler.
What do you mean almost?
If I would have clicked. I clicked on accident. I noticed myself click. I went back before the headline popped up. It was a spoiler about the finale, okay?
Well, we're getting up there in age, too. Sometimes we just click things.
I'm just clicking things. I'm just clicking. I didn't mean to click. I just clicked. I didn't mean to do it.
I thought you were supposed to click when it was blue and underlined. All right.
Claire Crawley is no longer a bachelorette after marrying Ryan Dawkins from CNN.
How about that?
Dale Moss is happy for her. Just something to know.
Okay. All right. Congrats to Claire Crawley.
That's all I got. Yeah. Yep.
What about Benoit, though? That's
Benoit.
Where's Ja? Where's Benoit? Are you doing power rankings, or are you conscientiously objecting to them?
No, I'll do some power rankings.
Okay, I'm absolutely... These are just shot in the dark. I have no clue. Last week, my power rankings were Christina Mandrell, number one, and then Jess, Catherine, and Greer. We saw nothing from Jess, Catherine, and Greer this episode. And Christina Mandrell is now gone. So it's week three, and I'm coming up with all new power rankings, basically.
Whole new list. I'll give you mine.
Oh, go ahead.
Number four, Jess. Number three, Allie. Number two, Katie. Number one, Greer. I guess. I'd like to sneak Brooklyn in there.
You're free to do
so.
But
I'm worried. That she's going to be involved in anything that goes on this season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't help herself. She likes telling it how it fucking is, and that's why I like her. But that might be an issue with Zach.
We'll find out. Mine are number one, Allie. Shot to number one from zero. Then Katie. Catherine. Greer. And number five is Christina Mandrell.
Oh, wow. You're just going to have her on there.
A little Grocery Joe gag that worked so well for Amy.
Can you believe it? Worked. That one worked.
Yeah, that was a... Talk about playing the hits.
Yep.
So those are meaningless power rankings.
I cannot believe we're going to go into next episode without Christina Mandrell. Stunning.
Yeah. That's all I have, AB.
Just heads up, Rim. We reached 2,000 follower or subscribers or whatever it's called, group members on the Facebook group. The 2,000th person, shout out to them, Mackenzie F H. I'm not sure. I don't know if
Mackenzie leave and then join to.
I have no way of telling. I have no way of telling. Mm-hmm. All I know,
honor system,
is it was 1.9k members. Mackenzie joined, I clicked accept, and it flipped to 2,000, okay? Special moment.
Special moment. Okay, that's called Rosecast Nation, and the link is in the show notes.
2,000 and growing.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. That's all we have.
Yep, that's all we got.
Talk to you later.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.